Tuesday. Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go
by. Sting and Spread a Little Happiness. Well, as I'm sure you've already heard, all of our guests are VIPs, but this morning we're meeting a real top dog. Rodney Huggins has just been inaugurated as the National President of Rotary International. He's a barrister, having practised in Kenya. He returned to England and was appointed a full-time administrative judge for medical and social security tribunals. He's also a tax commissioner, but he still has a real heart. So what does it all mean to him to have such an important position for the coming year?
Well, it means it's after a long and an arduous apprenticeship, and suddenly it arrives, and it is a considerable honour. It means that for 12 months I lead all the 63,000 Rotarians in the British Isles in 1,800 clubs, and I'm looking forward to that very much. There's a challenge and there's a lot of hard work ahead.
And what will it mean in real terms? It's going to mean an awful lot of travelling by the sound of it.
Yes, it is, but I'm going to endeavour to carry on my job holding a judicial office until December, and I think I'll be able to do that because I sit in tribunals one or two days a week, and I also deal with various adjudication judicial matters, and I'll go out in the evening, and every weekend is booked for the whole 52 weeks.
Because other national presidents have actually given up work just to do this full time.
That's right, they have, but I don't think that's right. I think that anybody should have the ability and not be burdened by anything else to be the president of Rotary International in Great Britain and Ireland.
How proud are you then to be involved in Rotary at any level, really?
Well, I think that any Rotarian is proud to wear the badge. It means that they hold humanitarian values, and they're people that understand their fellow man, and they try to help them. This year, the motive for the year, the theme for the year is Show Rotary Cares. And what a marvellous theme that is.
You actually qualified as a solicitor back in 1958. Is that a qualification that's good for you in your future year, do you think, in Rotary?
No. Yes, I think it is in one respect. I said no because, you get labelled as a professional man and a solicitor. Sometimes that can work against you, very much so. But I think that where it'll be useful is in this year. Every 3 years, there is a Council of Legislation of Rotary, and it's being held in Delhi next January, where it's the Parliament of Rotary, and the Rotary world will be looking at all the bylaws and rules of Rotary, and my experience in that field, I think, will be very helpful to the association.
Of all of the initiatives that Rotary's been responsible for, of all the projects, what's been the one for you, Ronnie, that you've been most proud of?
As a body, the whole of the world of Rotary, we have only undertaken in Rotary International one major project, and I think we're all proud of it, and that's to eradicate polio from the face of the earth by the year 2005, and we're achieving that, and it's a tremendous achievement. That's something I'm very proud of. My own district, 10 years ago, when I was a district governor, and we had the major fundraising efforts, we raised £250,000, and that was 10 years ago.
I shall never forget just a few months ago now, having a chat to the legendary Cliff Docterman. It takes inspirational people like that, doesn't it, to lead Rotary?
Oh, yes. They're the people that lead the world of Rotary. And he is an inspirational person. He is somebody that I have the highest regard for. And what a marvellous year this is for me, because he'll be chairman of the Foundation Trustees. Foundation is our own charity, and we raise something like $35 million every year, and that is then paid out in various ways to help people throughout the world.
Now, another interesting part of your job as well is that the day job, if you like, is one in which you make some very far-reaching decisions. You're General Tax Commissioner, a commissioner. You're also a Value-Added Tax Tribunal Chairman. Those decisions that you make on a day-to-day basis, what is your philosophy? Because these decisions that you make have some incredible repercussions.
In the tribunal world, we're not like courts. Courts make definitive decisions, and they're very objective. I like to think in our tribunals we're more subjective, and we look at an enabling role. We're there to try and help people within the framework of the law. if you go into a criminal court, they're there to actually exercise the criminal law, and there's a big difference.
Because you have a very busy life, particularly this coming year, Rodney, how does one relax? Because you must have lots of frustrations to vent.
Very difficult. I have three main occupations that I try to achieve. I swim, and I'm a member of a leisure centre, and I do long-distance swimming, and that's led to a sport that I can't do very much at the moment, and that's scuba diving. I also play golf, not terribly well, used to play a lot better, and I also sing, and I've done a lot of singing in the past.
So singing underwater is probably you in heaven, then, is it?
I never tried it. I don't think I dare try it. I might be dead.
I want to explore more this idea of you scuba diving. It's a sport which sounds as if it's very dangerous.
It is dangerous, and that is one of the reasons I do it. You get a thrill out of it. But when you're down there and you see the world of fish and plankton and the coral, especially if you're diving in warm climes, it's the most marvellous experience, because you don't swim fast, you just swim slowly, you're very careful, you always swim with a buddy, and I've had some marvellous experiences.
How do you describe the feeling down there?
It's one of complete quiet. It's one of peace. It's one that, as long as you take precautions, you're away from everything. Nobody can interfere with you, and you don't interfere with anybody else. And I find that after I have actually swum and I come up, I feel a terrific sense of relief.
What happens if you come this close to a shark?
You don't go swimming where there are sharks. It's as easy as that. You can, if you go to shark-infested waters. I have actually swum down in the West Indies. I went to a little island called Margarita Island, which is off the Venezuelan coast, and there were sharks around, but I was told they weren't in the bay I was diving in. You're very careful.
And let's talk about, finally, the future year ahead, Rodney. You must be filled with anticipation and maybe just a little trepidation too.
Oh, very much there's trepidation. You don't know whether you're going to have to undertake an interview like this. But no, I think that you're always apprehensive, whatever you do in life. And you don't know what's around the corner. You'll drive up someone's drive and you'll think you're going to have a nice cup of tea, and suddenly there are people to greet them, give them queries on Rotary, even come and interview them for local radio.
And there's the brand new national president of Rotary International. That's Rodney Huggins. It's 26 minutes past nine. BBC Northampton it is, across this sun-kissed county on 104.2 and 103.6 FM in stereo. Great to be with you. And as you may have already heard a little later on, we're going